Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we turn to your word, and we look to your word, God, for not just for inspiration and knowing what to do, God, but we turn to your word for strength, Lord. We turn to you because you are the one that supplies us with all of our needs. You are the one that just gives us what we need, God. You provide everything for us, Lord. So we acknowledge that. We turn to you, Father, and we just thank you. We pray these things in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40. And we'll read verses 27 to 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous and young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Amen. This is a fairly well-known passage, especially the end. What's happening here is, Isaiah is writing in a time of, tremendous upheaval, or time of tremendous injustice in Israel. And so you have these people who are crying out to God and asking him, where is your justice? Why are things so bad? My circumstances or what I see is that you're not here, God. Are you not strong enough? Are you not here? What's going on? And so that's what's going on in verse 27. They're crying out to God and they're saying, nothing right is happening to me, when we're getting in those periods of self-pity. And so Isaiah comes in and goes, do you not know? Have you not heard? He's asking this rhetorical question, right? And he's reminding the nation of Israel, this is the God that you know. This is the God that has been taught to you all throughout your lives. This is the God that you have seen in action. Do you not know? Have you not heard? And I think when, for the Jew who is actually reading this, it was being addressed to, they would have remembered that this was the same God that had brought their people out of Egypt. This was the same God that had rescued their forefathers. This was the same God that they would have heard all these stories. And I think for us, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to understand passages like this because it's like, do you not know? Have you not heard? Well, I know about God, right? But we don't have that personal connection because it's not, we're not Jews. At least it's pretty apparent from the outside we're not Jews. But we don't have that connection. It's kind of we just don't have that history. But for the Jews, they would have had that history. They would have been told, our people came out from Egypt where we were enslaved, and this is the God that brought us out. And so they would have remembered this. It's like, I'm trying to think of instances in my past where my butt was completely saved by friends. I can't think of any right now. But my point is that people reading this in the intended original audience, they would have understood. They would have had that personal connection. And so they were being reminded that turn your thoughts to God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. For the Jews reading this, they would have known that not only is he the one that saved them, that brought them out of captivity from Egypt, But this is the one that has created the world. And so if we think about it, you know, like right now I'm, I shared of maybe a few months ago on Sunday that my wife and I were looking at condos or apartments to buy in Hong Kong. And so we've been looking, and some of these completion dates that we've been looking is like 2021 for some of these apartments. I'm like thinking, man, that's a long time. And like, it's not like it's that big of a development, but I look, and actually what they're doing in close to where I'm living in Kwun Tong is they're building this whole massive complex where there's like a shopping mall, commercial building, there's going to be government offices, there's going to be basically the way I've been told, it's they're going to create this whole new ICC elements area where there's like commercial and hotel and all these things. I'm like, that's crazy. And I started thinking, like, the fact that it takes so long to build it means it's a massive project. And so I think about that, and I think about how much effort it takes to build something like that. And it's like, it's not that big of a project. I mean, it's big, but in the scale of Hong Kong, it's not that big. And you extrapolate that over, you know, this entire world, not just Earth, but the entire universe. That's huge. Like, don't you ever stop sometimes to think, man, I wonder how, like, how long did it take God to create the world? I mean, 6 days. Okay, that I know. But like, just like kind of like mentally think about it. What did he do? Like, some of these stars are huge. How did he do it? And just the scale of it, the grand scale of it, kind of boggles the mind. And when I turn to this verse, I think about it. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. Like, the fact that he was able to speak existence, like he said something and it, boom, it appeared. Like that's crazy. And this is the God that is the one that is fueling us. This is the God that gives us power. To him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, right? He will give strength to them. So I'm like, that's great. And so really, what is the key to this? The key is actually found in verse 31, at least for me. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. We're like, yes, I love that last half of the verse, or the majority of the verse, I love. Because God is going to lift me up on eagle's wings. I'm going to run and not get tired. I'm going to walk and not become weary. I will get all these things. But the key really is to wait on the Lord. And it is often in our times of waiting where it is the most difficult. Because all these circumstances, like, how long, God? So that's what the person was struggling with in verse 27. Whoever said it, why do you say, O Jacob, or my way is hidden from the Lord, and justice due me escapes the notice of my God? How long, God, do I have to remain in this place, whatever this place is, until you come and give me new strength? And Isaiah is saying, wait. Or rather, God is saying, wait. Those who wait. And that, there really is no kind of magic bullet to how long you have to wait. Like, I've gone through, I can count off the top of my head, 3 periods in my life where I've gone through this waiting, and it is agonizing. There is no magic shot. There is no switch you can flip to make yourself okay with this waiting in some ways. I mean, the only way, or to get out of this waiting, the only way to really get out of it is just to wait. And I think for us, you know, as humans being self-centered, and it's hard to be in that mindset of waiting. It's difficult, and I get it. I don't really have a biblical text to support this, but I recently had to go through, you know, a little minor season of this waiting. And I think the one thing I realized isn't like how to get out of this waiting, but I think this waiting, one of the reasons for this waiting period that I recently went through was to give me perspective. And it wasn't necessarily just for me. I mean, it was good for me to go through this, but it allowed me to see how other people live their lives or the thing, kind of things they have to go through. Because, and a lot of times when we go through these periods of waiting and we're doubting and we're like, ah, oh, what do we do? And we talk to friends and they're like, just have faith. Just pray more. Just read the Bible more. I'm like, it sucks reading the Bible. It sucks. Like, it sucks praying. Every time you pray, you're like, oh, is it because I'm not praying enough that God isn't coming? Is it because I'm not praying with enough heart? Is it because there's some sin in my, and like all these reasons, like there's something going on that's causing all this angst while I wait. And I think the perspective that God was showing me is like, sometimes when people are waiting, the worst thing to tell them is like, just have more faith. Sometimes it is good to remind them to have more faith. But in that waiting, they know, especially people who've been, who go to church and they listen to all these things, they know, like, yeah, I'm supposed to have more faith. And I think what God sometimes wants us to do as people are waiting is just to be with them. Just to walk with them as they wait for the Lord. And that's kind of the perspective that God was showing me. You know, you're going through all these, this time of waiting. And you know what the answers are. You know what to do. You know that you should pray more. You know you should wait. And you know, part of the reason why I think what I had to go through this was because I just wasn't praying enough during that time. And because I was taking this crazy class at school, and there's like 100 pages of reading each week, and so I was just reading. I wasn't really praying as much as I wanted to. And so I think God was showing that to me as well. But in that season of waiting, God was saying, hey, look at the people around you, right? You know what you're supposed to do, and you really don't want to do this. You really don't want to be told, just have more faith. Because like that doesn't really work for you right now, right? So I started thinking, okay, well, all these people go through the same thing. What would really help them? You just wait with them. Stand with them as they wait, and you know, somehow encourage them. Like, I can't be up here and like, all right, this is what you say. I think in that time, Holy Spirit will tell you what to say and reveal to you what it is that you can do to encourage this person. That's kind of the first point I have. The second one, so the first one is just for those who you see are waiting, you know, wait with them. The second one is more kind of for ourselves, what we do. This kind of might contradict what I said about, oh, here's a simple solution, but here's a simple solution. It's not easy, but simple. It's just humility. I think as I went through that time of waiting, I was getting very arrogant. It's like, I know what to do. I know what people are going to say. I know. And God, your word says this, it's supposed to do this, but why isn't it? It's just getting this really like indignant kind of attitude. And I had to learn to kind of step off my high horse, right? God, you told me that if I do this and I do this and I do this, and as I go through this difficult period, then you'll show up. I'm like, see, I'm doing all these things, but you're not showing up. It's like, well, Andrew, you just need to wait. Right? You need to get off your high horse and just remember, know that I am the creator of the universe. Because a lot of times, maybe God wants to do something more. Like for me, like God wanted to do something more. He wanted to show me this other perspective that what people go through as opposed to just me. And so it took a long time for me to kind of realize that. And I had to humble myself. And I think once I started to humble myself and recognize, you know, it's not so much about me. Hey, what are other people thinking when they go through these kinds of things? And then God was able to start speaking. Or not God was able to start speaking, because he was speaking all along, but I was able to receive. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Or I slowly began to get it. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. And so as I humble myself, I'm like, okay, let me just sit here and wait and pray. and remind myself of the fact that he is the creator of the ends of the earth, and he does not become weary or he does not become tired. He's able to fill me with strength, right, as I wait on him. So, as I go up to do worship, just ask Holy Spirit, you know, are there areas in your life or just your entire life right now, I don't know, that you could be going through, you know, times of maybe a season of dryness, a season of, you know, what you might think is a desert. Are you waiting? You know, are you waiting with humility? Just as we worship, as we pray, let's let Holy Spirit speak to us.
Live in me all my life.
As Father, we just pray, God, we come to you, Lord, and we wait on you, Lord. We know, God, that you are a good God. And we remind ourselves of that, Lord. We look to you, Father. We don't look to our circumstances, God, that may be telling us one thing. But we look to you, God. We look to what your truth is, to what your reality is, God. We wait on you. We know that as we wait, Father, you will fill us with strength. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, who are in a season of waiting. God, I pray, Father, you surround them with people, God, that are encouraging, Lord, and not just people that will tell them what they should be doing, God, and people who love and are just so ready and willing to walk alongside them. Lord, give us humble hearts just to wait for you, God, to endure, Father. So we thank you. Turning to our prayer focus, let's pray for those in our community that are sick, that have cancer, and are undergoing chemo and other radiation therapy and other surgeries. Let's pray for those in our community that are sick and have yet to receive the word of Christ into their hearts. Let's pray for open hearts. Let's also pray for their friends and family who are praying and lifting them up. Let's just pray for endurance as they pray for their friends and family. Let's pray for those in our community that are suffering from various infirmities. Let's pray for Dan. He's looking for a job back in the U.S. Let's pray for God to open doors for him, connections to people who are over there. Let's just pray for God's blessing and covering over Dan. turned to our mission focus is prayer for China, SP Beijing, led by Pastor Hansu, and SP Shanghai, led by Pastor Ricky. Let's also pray for the Chong family, a missionary couple that we SP supports, Matt and Nate's parents, and all the churches in China. Let's pray for protection over them. There was something yesterday where house church, underground house church in one of the cities was just raided and people were being arrested. So let's just pray for protection and covering over them during this time. Let's pray for the board. Let's pray for PSAM, Sandro, Max, Jackie, Connie, Ken, Marcus, Sue, and Mon. Let's just ask for covering over them. Ask them, or ask God to bless them as they meet and discuss matters of the church. Let's pray for protection over their families as well. Lift up our fellowship ministries, the young adults, men's ministry and the Monday morning prayer, and the women's ministry. Let's pray that throughout these ministries, people are getting plugged in, and not just plugged in, but people are growing and learning more about God's love and drawing closer to God. Let's pray for SP 2.0, our new building. Let's pray for resources and the benefactor. Let's also pray for the Vision Fund. Let's just pray for a new space for SP. Let's pray for house churches tonight, Blue Pool, Causeway Bay, Lion Rock, New Conduit, Robin Hood, TSC, and Ventress. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to show up. This is the last meeting of the season. Let's pray for a good time, fellowship, and of prayer for these house churches. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for who you are. And we thank you for your promises, Lord, that as we wait on you, Lord, we will rise up, God. We just pray, Lord, that you give us a strength, Lord, that you give us the just the awareness, Lord, that you are there, God, and at times you are doing more than we think, Lord. And so we humble ourselves, Father, and we just wait on you, God. We cling to you, Father. Give us that patience and that endurance, Lord, the endurance that you have promised to us, God. And we thank you, Father. Pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, as we go about our day. Father, may you bless us, God. May you use us to be a blessing to others, God. And we thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.